The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 29, 1991, in Nupani Haridam in Atlanta, Georgia. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ancha Lila, Chapter 6, Verse 1 through 37.
Kripa gunaya kugrihandaku pat udritya bhangyar gunasadasam nyasya swarupe vidadhentarangam Sri Krishna chaitanyam amum prapadye.
Translation: with the robes of His causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of His personal associates, placing him under the charge of Sarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances to him.
Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glory to Lord Nityananda, all glory to Sri Advaita Acharya, and all glory to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ei mata Gaura Chandra Bhakta Gana Sange Nilachali Nana Lila Kori Nana Rangi.
Thus Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gaurachandra, performed various pastimes with His associates at Jagannath Puri in varieties of transcendental pleasure.
Jadapi antare Krishna viyogha vadhore bahire na prakashoi bhakta dukkha vahe.
Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt pangs of separation from Krishna, He did not manifest His feelings externally, for He feared the unhappiness of His devotees.
Utkat viropa dukkha jabe bahirai tapije vaikalla prabhur bharnanana jai.
The transformations undergone by the Lord when He manifested severe unhappiness due to separation from Krishna cannot be described.
Ramananda Krishna Katha Sarupe Gan Viraho Vedanai Prabhu Rakhaye Paran.
When the Lord acutely felt pangs of separation from Krishna, only Sri Ramananda Rai's talk about Krishna and the sweet songs of Sarup Damodar kept Him alive.
Dine Prabhu Nana Sange Hoya Annama Rattikale Bhare Prabhu Viraho Vedan.
Because the Lord associated with various devotees during the day, His mind was somewhat diverted. But at night the pangs of separation from Krishna increased very rapidly.
Tar Sukha Hetu Sange Rahe Dvi Jana Krishna Rasa Sloka Gite Korena Santana.
Two people, Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar Goswami, stayed with the Lord to pacify Him by reciting various verses about Krishna's pastimes and by singing appropriate songs for His satisfaction.
Subodaiche purve Krishna sukhe rasahai gora sukha dana hetu taiche ramurai.
Previously, when Lord Krishna was personally present, Subala, one of His cowherd boyfriends, gave Him happiness when He felt separation from Radharani. Similarly, Ramananda Rai helped give happiness to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Purve Dvaiche Radhar Lalita Sahai Pradhan Dvaiche Sarupa Gosai Rake Mahaprabhu Pran.
Previously, when Srimati Radharani felt the pangs of separation from Krishna, her constant companion Lalita kept her alive by helping her in many ways. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Radharani's emotions, Sarup Damodar Goswami helped him maintain his life. E dui janar sauvagho kohana na jai Prabhu antaranga bhali jare lokhe gai. To describe the fortunate position of Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar Goswami is extremely difficult. They were renowned as intimately confidential friends of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Imatto bihore gaura loya bhaktagan Raghunatha milane besuno bhaktagan. The Lord thus enjoyed His life with His devotees. O devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now hear how Raghunath Das Goswami met the Lord. So the first introduction explaining the intimate service that Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar were performing to Lord Chaitanya established how inconceivably elevated, confidential, incomparably confidential servitors of the Lord they are. Raghunath Das will become the assistant to Sarup Damodar, who will be, after them, very intimately associated with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now that we can appreciate the greatness of Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, now we can see that Raghunath Das is going to become their assistant. He must also be very exceptional, very great. So how did Raghunath Das join Sarup Damodar in Jagannath Puri? This is explained now. Purve Shanti Pure Raghunath Jave Aila Mahaprabhu Kripa Kori Tare Shikaila. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by His causeless mercy. Prabhu shikate teho nijo gore jai markat vairagya chari haila bishoyi prai. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciant, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Bitore vairagya bahire kore sarva karma dekhiya to mata pita anandito mon. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life. But he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his mother and father were satisfied. Previously, Raghunath Das, he decided he wanted to go and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although his father and uncle living in a joint Vedic family, where at that time the landlords under the feudal system of the empire of the Hussein Shah, they were like small kings, and they, according to the feudal system, they had to collect the taxes from the peasants and give it to the emperor. The share of tax they had to provide every year was 1,200,000 gold coins. How much is 1,200,000 Krugerrands today, Canadian? Loonies. What do they call them?
Loonies.
So, in those days, even 100 years ago, Prabhupada said his father, with a few rupees, he could purchase enough food to feed the family for the whole year. They would buy one time all the grains for the year, and it would cost several rupees. Common people didn't even use money, they used corn shells at this time. So that was their money, corn shell. To get something for a rupee, you had to buy something very big. And so many rupees were equal to a gold coin. that Sanatana Goswami's servant, Ishan, with one gold coin he could live his whole life opulently. So if you have to pay that much tax, obviously making more than you pay tax, you're making it. So they're very rich. But Raghunath Das was totally disinterested. But he was trying to just artificially renounce everything and leave abruptly. So Lord Chaitanya said this sudden abrupt leaving one's material situation is not recommended. You should use everything in the service of Krishna. So the Panihati Chira Dahi Mahotsav or Danna Mahotsav is also showing how the well-to-do Vaishnava can engage his wealth, his energy, his devotion in the service of the Lord. It's one of the countless instructions to be gained in the example of Raghunath Das. So Raghunath Das was very sincere. He followed Lord Chaitanya's instructions. Lord Chaitanya told him, why do you keep trying to run away? He said, just you be like a wife if she has a paramour, and she does her household work very carefully so she's not discovered. But her heart is always, her mind is always with her lover. And that way you do your material activities externally. No one will see that you are not interested in him. But actually you keep your mind always on Krishna. This is the way that we should perform our devotional service. Throughout the scriptures it says that we should be detached. The grihastha should be detached from family life. That doesn't mean they should neglect their responsibilities. But that while they're doing their activities, they should see the temporary nature of all these arrangements and keep their heart, keep their mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. If somebody thinks that by some material arrangement I'll be happy, then that person is considered fallen into the dark world. But the Vaishnava devotees know that by no material arrangement can we ever achieve ultimate peace or happiness. These are flickering happiness and then suffering, flickering happiness and suffering. So keeping their mind always at the lotus feet of Krishna. They look for their spiritual inspiration by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is called Jukta Vairagya. Makat Vairagya is imitating a monkey. Just give up everything and run away into the forest. Appear very renounced and then do all type of nonsense. So Maya Devi wanted to test Raghunath whether he was following Lord Chaitanya's instructions or not. Eno kale mulukera eko mlechadikari saptagama mulukera se hoy chowdhuri. At that time there was a Mohammedan official collecting the taxes of saptagama. Report. Formerly when the Mohammedan government was in power, the person appointed tax collector would collect the taxes of the local zamindars or landholders. He would keep one-fourth of the collection for himself as a profit, and the balance he would deliver to the treasury of the government. Hiranyadasa muluk nilo mukrorira kuriya tarodikara gelo morese dekhiya. When Hiranyadasa, Raghunath Das's uncle, made an agreement with the government to collect taxes, the Mohammedan Chaudhuri, or tax collector, having lost his position, became extremely envious of him. Bharalak dehi rajai sade vishalak se turuk kichuna payamilo potipok. Hiranyadas was collecting 2,000 2 million coins, and therefore should have delivered 1,500,000 coins to the government. Instead, he was only giving 1,200, thus making an extra profit of 300,000 coins. Seeing this, the Mohammedan Chaudhary, who was a Turk, became his rival. Rajagore koifit diya ujjire anilo hiranyadasa palailo ragunathere bandilo. After sending a confidential account to the government treasury, the Chaudhary brought the minister in charge. The Chaudhary came wanting to arrest Hiranyadas, but Hiranyadas had left home. Therefore, the Chaudhary arrested Raghunathas. Pratidina Raghunatha Koraye Bartsana Bhapa Jatare Yano Nahi Paiva Jatana. Every day the Mohammedan would chastise Raghunathas and tell him, bring your father and his elder brother, otherwise you'll be punished. Marite Anaye Jadi Deke Raghunath Mon Fire Jai Tavena Pari Mariji. Chaudhary wanted to beat him, but as soon as he saw Raghunath's face, his mind changed and he could not beat him. Vishesh Kayasta Buddhe Antare Koridhar Mukhe Tojje Goje Marite Sobhoyanto. Indeed, the Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunath Das because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayasta community. Although the Chaudhary would chastise him with oral vibrations, he was afraid to beat him. Purport. Raghunath Das belonged to a very aristocratic family of the Kayasta community. He had substantial influence with the local people, and therefore the Chaudhary or minister was afraid to beat him. Superficially, he would chastise Raghunath Das with threatening vibrations, but he did not beat him. The members of the Kayasta community in India are generally very intelligent, expert in business management. Formerly, they were mostly government officers. They are mentioned even by Yajnavalkya, as quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. Chata Tashkara Durvittaya Mahasasikadhivi Vidhyamana Pujadakshit Kayastaischa Visheshtaha. From this verse, it appears that the government officials of the Kayasta community would sometimes chastise the citizens. And thus it was the duty of the king to protect the people in general from the atrocities of the Kayastas. In Bengal, the Kayasta community is honored almost as much as the Brahmana community. But in the upcountry of India, the Kayastas are considered Sudras because they generally eat meat and drink wine. In any case, in history, the Kayastas appear very intelligent. Thus, the Mohammedan Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunath Das because he belonged to the Kayasta community. Tabi Raghunath Kichu. In other words, the government in India, that due to the Varnashram system, the Kayastas were a kind of combination of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. They were doing the work of Kshatriya traditionally, but they were had some connection with Brahmana in the past. So they were very expert administrators. They were like kind of a special caste in themselves. But they were a little bit ruthless to get the job done. So the king had to protect the people if the government administrators were too ruthless. So according to the Varnashram system, the traditions, because they were trained in that way, that the families were also following basic rules and regulations of a particular type. So hereditarily these traits were handed down more predictably. But gradually, as they start to fall down from their status in the age of Kali, then they gradually also became slightly more degraded and lost some of their edge. Still today, these caste Kayastas are still present, but maybe they don't have as much potency as they did in the past. There are many Kayastas even today in the government. Raghunath, of course, he is transcendental to the Varnashram system. This is generally what's understood hereditarily. Raghunath Das, of course, is somewhat very exceptional. তবে রঘুনাথ কিছু চিন্তিল উপায় বিনতি করিয়াল কহে সে মৃত্যুপায়। While this is going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape. Thus he would humbly submit his plea at the feet of the Mahamudan Chaudhary. Actually, he started to pray to the Mahamudan, and said, "Dear sir, my father and his elder brother are both your brothers. So always brothers are fighting about something. Sometimes brothers have fights amongst each other, sometimes they're friendly. These changes are always taking place. So I'm sure today, although you're fighting, tomorrow you all three will be brothers sitting together in peace. Just as I am my father's son, so I am also yours. I am your dependent, you are my maintainer. For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not good. You are expert in all the scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint." Hearing Raghunath Das's appealing voice, the Mohammedan's heart softened. He began to cry. Tears glided down his beard. Mlecha bole aji hoite tumi mor putro. Aji charai mu tuma koriyak sutro. The Mohammedan Chaudhary told Raghunath Das, "You are my son from this day on. Today, by some means, I shall have you released." After informing the minister, the Chaudhary released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection. "The elder brother of your father is less intelligent. He enjoys 800,000 coins. But since I am also a shareholder, he should give some portion of it to me. Now you go arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend on his decision." So Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhary and settled the matter, and everything was peaceful. In other words, Raghunath Das, he had to deal with so many different matters, just like any other businessman. The tax collector got his share, government got their share, Raghunath Das's uncle got his share, everything was worked out. But all the time, Raghunath Das, he is feeling extreme separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after a year doing all this, according to Lord Chaitanya's instruction, but he was still determined he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya again. He wanted to leave home. So he ran away again. Again he was caught. He'd run again, he was caught. But his father had a whole army. Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father. "Putra batul hoilo ihai rakho bandiya tar pita kohe tare bibhinna hoya." "A son has become mad," she said. "Just keep him by binding him with ropes." His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Actually, in Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Navadvip, and he first came back from Gaya, he was so ecstatic with spiritual love of Krishna that the residents of, that he would laugh loudly in Kirtan, he would be crying in the separation, sometimes he'd be stunned, sometimes he'd be jumping and dancing in ecstasy, but no one had seen him do this before. They thought he ate some kind of plant or he got some displaced heirs. He had gone mad or something. So, the people also were recommending to Mother Sachi, "You should have your son tied up. Tie him up. Tie his legs. Feed him green coconuts. Put soothing oils on his head. Cool his brain down. He's overheated." This was their idea. So then Lord Chaitanya went to see Shiva's Pandit. "Why people are saying that I am gone mad. So you please tell me what is my disease?" And Shiva said, "Yes, you are having some disease. But I also want to have that disease." "You're having the disease of love of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so happy to hear this that he embraced Shrivas and said that if you had told me that I was mad, if I heard it from you, I would have jumped into the ocean, the Ganges River, and taken my life. You've given me a new lease on life, a new desire to live. Otherwise, I thought, what is the use of living? Shrivas explained to him that you are feeling spontaneous attraction for Krishna and separation of Krishna. This is causing all of these emotions. This pure love of Krishna is desired even by Brahmadev and Lord Shiva. They hanker for it. It is very rare. All the devotees want to chant and kirtan with you and associate with you more intimately. And this way the whole Sankirtan movement started. So many times people think that devotees are crazy. And Prabhupada wrote a little pamphlet, Who is Crazy? So Raghunath Das's mother also thought that our son is going crazy. Who would want to leave a big palatial palace, 800,000 gold coins a year income? Who would want to leave beautiful family life, all opulence? When Srinivasacharya was looking for the stolen books he brought from Vrindavan, and he went here and there, he finally ended up in the court of Birambira Vikram Mahadev Shah, the king of Bonavishnupur. So this king, after seeing Srinivas defeat his guru, took Srinivas in the back and asked him who he was, and Srinivas started to explain how there were the two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, Sakir Malik. The finance minister and the prime minister of the Hussein Shah. Then the king interjected. He said, yes, I had to go and pay my taxes to the emperor. Kings have to pay 1/3 to the emperor. We say, I guess landlords have to pay 3/4. Kings have to pay 1/3. They could keep 2/3. It was the advantage of being a king. When the emperor would attack different kingdoms, if the king would surrender without a fight, or make a truce after some fight, then the emperor would keep that king as a sub-king. And he would have to pay 1/3 of all of his taxes to the emperor. So he said, I had to go every year to pay my taxes to the emperor. I had to give it to these two brothers. They are so powerful, they are more powerful than I was. They have so much power. The whole entire empire was under their hand. I thought that how crazy they were when they left everything and went off. Really cracked. He thought they were also crazy. Then Srinivas explained that how they had gone off to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they got the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had love for Godhead. So the history of all these great personalities is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srup, Ramananda Rai, Rupa, Sanatana Goswami, now Raghunath Das. Highly qualified, intelligent, every material facility was at their command. But they gave up their attachments. Ultimately they joined the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully. Under certain rare circumstances, Lord Chaitanya would accept that someone fully give up. But for common people, if they give up the material situation abruptly, thinking, oh, this is too much headache, my wife is arguing with me, the bills are there, the taxes are there, this is there, that is there, then they say, let me give up. But they are not actually so attached to Krishna, they are just frustrated. Then like separation makes the heart grow dear. Once they separate from the family, from the difficult, they start to forget all the troubles. And they see, oh, here in the ashram there's also troubles. People steal my gamcha, they steal my socks, the president didn't smile at me today, this thing is wrong, that maybe my parents weren't that bad after all, maybe my husband or my wife or this or that wasn't that bad. Then because they didn't develop a positive attraction to Krishna, they just start picking up on other little difficulties and their maya starts attacking their mind. So Lord Chaitanya didn't want people to separate themselves from their material situation unless they were actually very attached to Krishna. Unless their attachment had reached a certain degree of maturity. So that their motive for entering that temple or for entering a full devotional service in a renounced, more renounced way. So their motive was also because of their intense attraction and devotion for Krishna. Not just a negative reaction, which is not very long lasting.